So, who are the main opponents at this point?
Well, the main opponents are conservative groups, religious Christian conservative groups, and Republican lawmakers. And you know, they say this is basically a blatant attempt to promote what they call a homosexual agenda and to really legislate morality. And they're saying that they're not going to back down even if the bill does become law. And you know, so I kind of feel like if this bill does become law, you'll still see kind of cases and issues, maybe even more so now that teachers do feel like they might have a little bit more freedom to talk about this stuff in class.
And was the breakdown in terms of the vote, was it strictly Republican Democrat on both sides standing in assembly?
Pretty much, yeah. You saw a lot of Democrats and also kind of openly gay lawmakers really pushing this bill and applauding it. And you saw, you know, just kind of what you would suspect, conservative lawmakers really coming down on it negatively.
Right. And this was Mark Leno's bill, is that correct?
Yes, from San Francisco, Mark Leno's bill. And it was co-sponsored by Equity California and the Gay Straight Alliance Network, which is based in San Francisco. So it very much has this Bay Area connection.
Okay. And what are the indications from Governor Brown, if any, so far as to whether he will sign the bill or not?
Governor Brown hasn't said whether he supports the FAIR Act, but even if he doesn't veto the bill within 12 days, it still becomes law. It automatically becomes law. The problem, though, is say if it does become law, there's already a 5-year moratorium placed on adopting and purchasing any new textbooks. And this kind of stemmed from 2 years ago when former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, because of the ongoing money problems in California, he said, okay, we're not going to adopt any more teaching materials. And so that moratorium is in place until about 2015. So so you wouldn't be seeing any type of new adoptions of new textbooks for a number of years still.